but health workers prepare to strike. Chris Newby, Tower Hamlets Socialist Party. Unite the union members at Barts Health Trust organised a lively protest outside the Royal London Hospital in Whitechapel, East London, as part of their campaign for a yes vote in their ballot for strike action, which is running until the 22nd of August. The workers, including porters and domestics, are fighting for an inflation-proof pay rise. But they are also angry at the trust for reneging on parts of a deal secured after their strike last year, when they won these formerly privatized workers being brought back into direct NHS employment. Trust bosses have not paid all the workers the lump sum payment made to NHS staff in 2022-23. Supporting Barts Unite members on the protest were local trade unionists, community campaigners and Socialist Party members. Among the speakers were several members of the Unite branch taking part in the ballot, including branch secretary Len Hockey, and reps both long-standing and new. They all spoke of the importance of doing all they can to make sure there is the best possible yes vote in the ballot. Len spoke of other successful Unite strike ballots that have taken place in other health trusts in London, including the Mental Health Trust in East London, and the importance of linking up with the workers in those trusts for coordinated action. Socialist Party speakers also mentioned the importance of building an effective challenge to the Tories' minimum service level law, and for unions to back genuine anti-austerity candidates at the next general election. Rep at the Royal London, Ebrim Asanko, said, "Thank you for your solidarity. This fight is just the beginning. Everything we are asking for, we deserve. We look after the patients and everybody. We were working during COVID. The lump sum has not been paid. They are trying to divide us, by paying some and not others. But we refuse to be divided. This is a fight for all of us, and we will make sure it is a fight we win."